Imagine suddenly finding yourself alone with no ID, no friends, no idea what to do in a place where you can barely communicate.
How was your Spanish when you first got here?
It didn't exist. I barely speak Spanish now.
That's Gilberto Olivas Bejarano. He's 29 years old. He grew up in Tulsa, and he's home now in Mexico. We visited him during a reporting collaboration between NPR and PBS NewsHour. And we're bringing you his story now because he's part of something new, a generation of young people who are neither Mexican nor American, neither undocumented nor fully able to take part in the society around them. So-called dreamers, kids who were taken by their family to the U.S. as children from Mexico, are now returning to Mexico, and they're bringing a different attitude and expectations to the country of their birth.
This is my photo album, just the kind of pictures of my friends and family back home, my 21st birthday, and then my little brother.
So cute.
Yeah.
Gilberto is in the city of León, poring over his homemade album of photographs, printed off of Facebook, and filled with images from his former life. Picnics, pride parades, birthdays with his family back in Oklahoma.
This is actually one of my middle school classes.
His small apartment is furnished with hand-me-downs, nothing that truly belongs to him.
What do you think when you look at these pictures?
I don't regret anything. I don't ever wonder what I could have done different because it made me who I am today.
Who he is today is someone in between identities and countries. He was taken to the U.S. by his family when he was two. His siblings were all born in the States.
When did you realize that you were different from your brothers, that you actually were undocumented?
It was more so around middle school, whenever kids started getting their driver's license and I was all excited, like, oh, I get to sign up for this class and I'm gonna get my driver's license. And that's when my parents were like, well, no, you're not gonna go through the normal steps like everybody else.
And that was his life, partially in the shadows, until June 2012, when President Obama announced DACA.
It makes no sense to expel talented young people who, for all intents and purposes, are Americans.
Deferred action for childhood arrivals was an executive order protecting dreamers from deportation and allowing them to work.
Were you excited?
I literally called my boss and she was just like, I know, I heard, I'm so excited. And I was just like crying in my car after work, just like, oh my God, something's finally happening.
But in 2012 and 2016, he was caught driving drunk, misdemeanors that the Obama administration hadn't prioritized as deportable offenses. But then Donald Trump became president, and the standards changed. In 2017, Gilberto was at a job interview.
And when I came outside, there was a man with a bulletproof vest on, and it said ICE on it. And as soon as I saw him, it was kind of like this gut feeling. And you're like, oh, crap. Like, I hope he doesn't come talk to me. And he started walking towards me. And I wanted to run away. I was just like, just going to take off running. And he literally just pulled me out of my car and put me in handcuffs in front of everybody that I had just interviewed in front of. And that day was just earth-shattering, really, is the only way I can explain it, because I had to come to this realization within like 15 minutes that you're about to be deported.
ICE detained him for several months. Eventually, his lawyer advised him to voluntarily leave the country in the hopes that he could someday legally return. He was shackled, he was put on a bus, and then he was left at the southern border. He started walking.
I stopped in the middle of the bridge. I remember looking over and seeing Texas and then looking over and seeing Mexico and just being like, I wish I could just stay here and not have to worry about going anywhere. And then actually crossing onto the Mexican border, it was like, to me, it felt like going to another planet. It was just two different worlds.
And in his new world, the world where he was born, he was again an outsider.
They'd hear my accent and they'd be like, you're not from here, are you? Where are you from? And then eventually my neighbors would start calling me gringo, which was really weird to me because I always thought, you know, gringos were white people. And then here I am, obviously Mexican.
Alberto spent his first year in Mexico in denial.
And then on my 29th birthday, my friend Elise came from the States to visit me. And it was just like actually seeing her in my house, actually holding her and hugging her and being like, you're here, was just, it made it real. It was like, no, this is your life now. You're actually here. Your friend came to visit you. This isn't a dream. Wake up.
He moved to León, the center of the Mexican shoe industry, where there is a large bilingual community that supports it. At night, Gilberto gets lonely. He calls his friends back in the U.S.
And you already decided on a name, too?
Yeah, we're naming him Kirk Sebastian.
I love
it. We're gonna call him Sebastian.
I love it.
And his parents.
Bueno.
Hola, ma.
Hola.
¿Cómo está?
Gilberto doesn't talk to them about his life in León. He likes to pretend he's just around the corner.
Has that been the hardest thing, not being able to see your family?
Yeah. I think that's the only hard thing, really, is not being able to hug my mom or hug my dad or harass my brothers. I'm sorry. Yeah, just the family part is probably the hardest thing.
Despite the loss, though, and the sadness, Gilberto doesn't want to sneak back into the United States. For the first time in his life, he wants to make his own choice about crossing the border.
I'm actually against illegal immigration. Too much of a risk for me. I wouldn't want to end up in jail for 10 years. I think if we had better avenues of getting into the United States legally, then, you know, people wouldn't have to put their lives at risk.
He's building a life for himself in León, and he's got company. A new generation of young, educated immigrant Mexicans are returning to their home country, too.
Do you feel like you have a lot to offer to Mexico?
Yeah, I do. I definitely do. I mean, you can teach kids here in Mexico English just like you can teach kids in the States Spanish. But you can't teach American culture. You can't teach Hispanic culture.
His English and his education have landed him at a position at a multi-million dollar Mexican foot and sportswear company doing customer support. And after 6 months on the job, Gilberto Olivas Bejarano is in the running for a promotion.
And that's what I bring, is a different viewpoint, fresh ideas, and a drive.
And it's that perspective and that drive that's making its mark on Mexico. Tune into PBS NewsHour tomorrow to see that, and come back here to Weekend Edition next Sunday to hear how Mexico is taking advantage of this new generation of returnees.
We have never seen people that are more resilient and more determined and have incredible transferable skills like the students that we have. They're hungry for opportunities, and that transforms them into the perfect student.